Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Thursday, September 13th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. At Apple's event Wednesday, the company unveiled three new iPhone models, the iPhone XS, XS Max, and the XR. The XS models are both stainless steel with gold, silver, and gray finishes, a new A12 chip, faster Face ID, and dual cameras, a 12-megapixel wide cam and a 12-megapixel telephoto camera. The XS and XS Max have gigabit LTE, dual SIM, dual standby, or DSTS, with single physical SIM and eSIM capabilities. A custom XS Max with two physical SIMs will be available in China, where eSIMs are not allowed. The XS starts at $999, and the XS Max starts at $1,099. Pre-orders start Friday, September 14th. Shipping starts September 21st. As for the iPhone XR, it replaces the iPhone 8 and iPhone 8 Plus. It starts at $749 for 64 gigabytes with a variety of color options: white, black, blue, yellow, coral, and red. Pre-orders of the iPhone XR will start on October 19th and ship on October 26th. Apple also announced the Apple Watch Series 4, which is thinner than the Series 3 and has curved corners. More curved anyway. A new watch face with 8 complications that are customizable, like tap a pic to connect with somebody or add time zones. And a new crown with a red circle and haptic feedback. An improved speaker as well. And a 64-bit dual-core S4 chip and new GPU, which adds 2 times the performance, can identify falls, and we'll even call 911 if you're immobile for a minute or more. The Series 4 also has 3 new heart rate monitors that can identify highs, lows, and even rhythm irregularity. The Apple Watch Series 4 starts at $399 with GPS, $499 for LTE. Orders open Friday, September 14th, and shipping starts on the 21st. WatchOS 5 opens to the public on the 17th. Uber unveiled a full rebrand, which the company says first began 9 months ago in order to make company branding more clear as the company continues to expand into new and different markets. Gone is the Uber symbol that's been featured on the app icon for the past 2 years, which the company said ended up confusing drivers and customers. The company also announced it will spend $150 million over 5 years to boost its Toronto-based engineering hub and expand self-driving car operations there. Walmart acquired the crowdsourced on-demand delivery marketplace Cornershop for $225 million. Cornershop offers delivery from supermarkets, pharmacies, and specialty food retailers in Mexico and Chile, which Walmart says will continue after the deal closes. Last month, Walmart co-led a $500 million investment in Chinese online grocery service Dada JD Jiaojia, which is part-owned by JD. And back in January, Walmart partnered with Rakuten to offer grocery delivery in Japan, as well as the sale of Rakuten e-readers, ebooks, and audiobooks in the U.S. Snapchat announced 20 news partners, including CNN, Cosmopolitan, Daily Mail, Harper's Bazaar, and NBC News to curate stories from user-generated content on Snapchat's platform as part of a new content push on its media section, Discover. Snapchat says in the past month, over 75 million people have watched this type of content on Discover. Last year, the company launched a Stories Everywhere initiative, letting users and news orgs embed Snapchat content outside its platform. Alibaba affiliate Ant Financial denies claims that it scoured Equifax in order to gather code, confidential data, and documents to help recruit staff for its own credit scoring service. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Ant Financial hired China-born Canadian David Zhu from Equifax, and that Zhu looked up employee information at Equifax to find potential hires for Ant. In a statement, Ant Financial said it, quote, did not use Equifax intellectual property or trade secrets, including code, algorithms, or methodology, in the development of our credit rating product. Ant Financial has found absolutely no evidence of Equifax software, data, or code having been transferred to our systems. Privacy-focused browser Brave filed privacy complaints in the UK and Ireland based on European General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR. Brave and its co-plaintiffs say that Google and other companies aren't complying because when a user visits a website, personal data that describes them and what they are doing online is broadcast to tens or hundreds of companies for ad business purposes without the user's knowledge. GDPR requires personal data to be processed in a way that guarantees personal property is secured. And finally, some people are angry about this. Fast Company reports that Google's Inbox, the email client service, which includes a desktop site and an Android app, is set to be discontinued early next year. Inbox includes bundling and pinned items, but it also lost more features than it gained over the last year, like Save to Inbox and some snooze options. More on that soon. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane, and thank you for listening. And we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.